Aaron, is this sustainable to keep running bare as much as you're running?
No. No, we just had to do it for that one game. It was that was our weather plan.
Also, it was.
That was our weather game plan. Yeah, we had two separate call sheets. One for good weather, one for bad weather. And after the rain delay, we went to Plan B.
I also wanted to ask you, 11 minutes to go, you're down 10, and you guys ground 7 minutes off that clock. Was it a calculated deal?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We have an analytics book that gives us an idea of how many possessions are left in the game. We're down two scores, and thought as a staff and as the players managed that pretty darn well. We left them with 18 seconds left at the end of the game, tied the game with 18 seconds left. It was exactly as we planned, yeah.
At what rate do you go with analytics? Decision, everything?
I don't know any teams in college football that don't. I mean, yeah, it's It guides most of the decisions we make in a game as far as strategy. You know, not every play call is,
right.
But yeah, I mean, I learned about it first at Utah up the road with Coach Witt. You know, that's.
Jesus.
You've been on both sides of the rivalry as a coach, player now, and then a coach again at BYU. How does Kalani and the culture that he's established here compare to your time coaching at Utah and maybe the differences between the two?
I'm not sure if, say that again.
How does Kalani prepare the team for the rivalry game that's maybe different than Whittingham does and the culture that he's established here? Just the differences and the mindset for the rivalry game?
I don't think there's much of a difference. Both teams know it's a really important game. I think both teams know it's not just a regular game. And so, yeah, there's not much difference.
Personally, Aaron, since you were there, what does the game mean to you? Is it any more important to you than any other game?
It's important every year because it's a huge game. I've been involved in it, I think, 21 times. I think this is my 22nd time as a player or coach. And I think I counted today 9 or 10 of those came down to the last possession or the last play, so about half the time. But it's a huge game. The whole state's into it. I've been following it my whole life. I have coached on both sides of it, and I always did everything I could to help my team win, and it's fun.
With the familiarity between these two staffs, does it give an advantage one way or the other, in your opinion?
No, it's a tricky thing. We're both of us know each other so well. It's sort of like I compare it to like a game 7 of an NBA playoff series, where you know each other so well that last game is just we know that they know that we know that they know. You know, it's one of those kind of things. It's you can outsmart yourself sometimes, and the players just have to go out and make plays and execute.
When you guys beat them in 2021 here, what did that kind of mean for the program coming the day after you got the Big 12 invite? What do you recall about that particular game?
I just remember Jaren Hall. I remember Jaren Hall being a really good leader for our team. And I remember more just relationships with players than I do about how I felt after the game or anything like that. But that's I just remember Jaren Hall.
The play call to Bear looked like he was going to throw a normal one for a touchdown. Was that a design run or was he supposed to pass it?
The last touchdown of the game, he can throw it or run it in. And so we have he had two choices.
Bear's not one of those guys that's grown up in the rivalry like so much of this team has, where they're from the state of Utah or, familiarity with some guys coming over from Utah to this roster. How do you want Bear to handle this game? Do you want him to treat it like it's just another game? Do you want him to treat it like it's the game? It's what, the fan bases think of this matchup?
Well, it's not just another game, so you can't do that, but you have to, you have to play the position with poise, and you have to prepare the same way you do every week. And I think a big part of this game is controlling your emotions and just, staying within the system at quarterback. You got to stay within the system and be ready to execute against a really good defense.
Why was it important to you to get Matt Mitchell back here after he was here and then he went to Baylor?
I just think Matt's a really good coach, and we had a good working relationship before, and he's done a really good job. With our quarterbacks, he does a lot to help me out and help out our staff. He's an excellent coach.
Talk about the benefit it was for Bear to have to go through Saturday night's situation in coming back and going through overtime for a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, every when you're a freshman, six games into his career, every single game he's having experiences that are happening for the first time. He's having learning experiences, and you know, as those experiences accrue, you know, you gain growth, and then, you know, it's year two, year three, where veteran quarterbacks go, oh, yeah, I've seen this before, I've already been through that. So we're still growing with him, you know, and he had a couple of mistakes the other night that were things that first-time things, you know, and so what we're trying to do is keep growing from those things, and there'll be some more things this game that he hasn't seen before as well.
How do you feel like this team has grown thus far in
You're
this
next.
Season, or this offensive group has grown thus far in this
season? I think we're improving every week. I see areas of improvement. I see players stepping up. I think we're a balanced team. I think you got to respect the run and the pass with us, and we're just looking for a little bit of improvement each week.
You guys have lost the turnover.
He's
battle.
Up. He's up. Sorry.
Have you ever coached a player this young that's mentally bounced back time and time and kind of like this?
No, he's a pretty mature kid. Yeah, for a young guy, I'm impressed with how not bothered he is by any situation, and how easily he bounces back from a mistake. Yeah, it doesn't bother him.
You guys have lost the turnover battle each of the last two games.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that that doesn't happen in a rivalry game where it seems like the turnovers are magnified compared to other games?
Super important. You're right, because a week ago I was standing here saying, you know, we're not going to freak out about that yet, but two games in a row, that's a problem, and so we have to nip that in the bud now. Turnover margin will probably be the probably be the deciding factor in this game. You know, it'll be, if not the deciding factor, it'll be up there. It's super, super important in every game. We have to take care of the football, and I'm sure they're trying to do the same thing, and both defenses are trying to get takeaways, and that's the name of the game.
After watching all of the film, what did you like about what Preston Rex showed you last week?
He was not, you know, the moment wasn't too big for him. He went out and did what we expected him to do. Did what he's been doing in practice, and you know, we're going to keep bringing him along and getting him more and more involved, especially with Sione being out.
Last question.
How about your offensive line? They played so well this year, last few weeks. Talk a little bit about how they've helped.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I thought they played well last game. We ran the ball well against a really tough defense that I think the most rushing yards they've given up was like 111. And then we had no sacks, so they did a good job in that game. Whole new challenge this week. I mean, these guys are good. This is a really tough defense, and everybody has a lot to prove in this game.
Anything else?